Darren Lisicki is 52 years old and lived an active lifestyle, including five-mile jogs near his home, hiking, and mountain climbing. But then, in April 2020, he was diagnosed with COVID-19. During its peak, he endured bronchial spasms and coughing, felt constantly smothered, and later experienced lethargy he likened to being on anesthesia. While those symptoms passed, Lisicki continues to have health complications.
Ongoing heart issues where I get an extremely rapid heartbeat at any given moment. It's gotten a little bit better since then, but it still keeps you back from a lot of things. My heart rate, resting heart rate, used to be in the upper 50s, low 60s. And now there's days, just last night, I'm sitting around doing nothing. It's 115. It really makes for life to be very difficult.
And Lisicki says his lungs are also still not functioning at 100%. He is just one example of a so-called COVID long hauler. It's a condition federal health experts are now studying.
The National Institutes of Health has given it an official name. It's called post-acute sequelae of SARS-CoV-2 infection.
That's Dr. Thomas Russo, professor and chief of infectious diseases at the University at Buffalo's Jacobs School of Medicine and Biomedical Sciences. He says we've been through the COVID portion of the pandemic, are now in the midst of the vaccination stage, but what lies ahead is what he calls the post-COVID stage. Dr. Russo says the virus affects not only the lungs, but many other organs and blood vessels.
Symptoms have included, and most commonly, things like fatigue, what people call brain fog, or they don't feel that they're thinking quite as clearly. Anxiety and depression have often been very common. People that have lost their sense of smell or taste, that continues. And in worst case scenario, people have actually abnormal smells where everything smells bad, which is, as you can imagine, a horrible symptom.
Other concerns include increased conditions such as diabetes, thyroid disease, and gastrointestinal issues, and as Lisicki experiences, shortness of breath and heart palpitations. At the onset of the pandemic, health experts warned that COVID could also strike younger, healthier individuals. Some are now learning and warning that they too may feel longer-term effects of the illness.
I was in quarantine for 36 days. I did not start feeling better 3 months after my onset of symptoms. However, I still have headaches. They are sometimes unbearable.
Nadia Vasquez is a 26-year-old UB medical student who recently shared her experience with teens and young people in an online forum hosted by the university.
I still have very high inflammatory cells, and sometimes I randomly turn red and have a fever. I am now an insomniac, and my vision has gotten significantly worse this past 6 months due to the inflammation caused by COVID-19.
Vasquez shared her story as a means to encourage more young people to get vaccinated. Now, according to the CDC, if you are vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask in public unless required at the state or local level or by private companies. Lisicki says he has not been told by his doctors to keep wearing one, but he feels he needs to.
Personally, there's not a time I leave the house without having a mask on, and I don't see me foregoing that for quite some time. Again, there's a lot of shock to me still to my body that makes me feel like I'm more comfortable and safe with that, because I really truly feel that if I get it again, even though I'm double vaccinated, I could have a significant issue.
At UB, Dr. Russo agrees, saying scientists need to continue monitoring long-term COVID patients for other potential complications long down the road.
I think there's biologic plausibility. Of course, we don't really know if this will come to fruition, that a number of individuals that are infected may have what we call occult or subclinical damage to a variety of organs that does not manifest as any symptoms at this time. However, over the years and maybe the decades, if those organs get further damage from other causes, it may result in premature organ failure. So obviously, besides sorting out these, quote, long haulers, or what I call intermediate symptoms, it's also critical that we follow individuals for a much more prolonged period of time to see if there's potential long-term consequences from this infection as well.
Dr. Russo says he gets calls from COVID patients seeking help with long-term effects, and he wishes he had something specific to offer. But he is encouraged that the NIH and other researchers are taking the long haulers' plight seriously, suggesting this will not be an insignificant problem as society emerges from the COVID pandemic. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.